Okay. So I've been gone for like, what, like 3 years almost. And I was here every day for like 10, maybe. And, well, maybe even sometimes during the middle of the week. Dave, we learned Greek and Hebrew, and I think Roger was here. And you're new, you're a new addition, but you've been here for a while, right?
Yeah, I've been here.
So I haven't had a chance to really learn anything, and so I had to go to the website. And the website was an awesome guide, a teaching guide for me and for Tori and for anyone I recommended to go to it that would go. So I tried to get Jim to change it all around and everything, but, you know, he wouldn't do it. But he's right. It's good the way it is, and you guys should encourage people to go to that because it's like a church on its own. It's like a phantom church almost. I know that sounds a weird word, but people don't see it, but there's all these people there, like as big as the church that's next to us here or the new one they bought on Olive Drive. It's thousands of people. Now, some of you guys know. Dave, you know, and Bill knows, and Roger knows, and everybody in here knows because I see everybody in here has been a long time, except for my mom and dad and Sharon. But
Sharon's been here 5 years.
Really, 5 years?
Well, not in the Sunday school class. I've been in the Hebrew class. It took me a couple years.
Yeah, Hebrew.
So why this class isn't bigger or why more people don't encourage people to go to the website, I don't know. There's so much information there. It's incredible. It's like a huge library of documents for Jesus. You know what I mean? Supporting Jesus. So, I don't know. I recommend everybody, if you can, to give a little bit to the website because it's important. And there's not that many people giving donations really out there. I know it's a weird thing because when you're in the church, you're thinking, what's the church need my money for and all that? But they do need a little bit. I mean, I think a lot of times they go overboard, a lot of the churches. But they do need some stuff. They do need resources like our building and everything. But the beauty of this is that you don't even need a building. We can go to our computers and we can go to it any time that we want. It could be at night or in the morning or on Sunday morning if you're sick and you don't want to come to class because you're scared to get somebody sick. You know, this is a good resource to go to because you can catch up. I was going to say something else, but I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, but in the beginning when the church actually started, from the Sea of Galilee, when they called the church out, at that point, I think, I'm pretty sure if I'm talking right here, the church is going every day. There was church happening every day. So it wasn't like it was just one day of the week and it was just Saturday or just Sunday, and, you know, because the Catholics changed it to Sunday. But we're supposed to, you know, be involved every day. And it doesn't mean we have to go to a church like this, but we could connect with a website and be learning so that when we do get to class, we have something good to talk about, something worthy. So that's why I encourage everybody to pull out your wallet and give a little bit to the website. But I know it's tough, but I've been doing it, and I think I feel good about it. At first, I didn't understand why I should give anything to it, but in the overall picture, if all of us were to die or something, which we all will, but our Jim, especially, he's the head of this whole thing, we lose something there. We want to make sure we have that intact for people in the future so they can have a good learning resource. Because it might be one of the only truthful resources on the Bible out there, like left. Like, there's a few, but they're hard to find. There's more that are jaded or diluted or warmed over than there is the truth. So, I just feel it's super important for the website to continue. I'm going to continue supporting it.
Brent,
yeah.
I've had two people come in this class, and they said they knew about my classes for 10 years. And they were so sorry after they came to the classes. I wish that I had been there. I've wasted 10 years. I said, no, you didn't. It's all out there on the website.
Yeah.
There. You didn't miss anything.
So much information to blow you away. It's like incredible amounts of information that Dr. Phillips and other ministries have provided. It's just, wow. I mean, I can't believe some of the stuff all these people have done, for how long they've been recording it and how dedicated they are. And that's awesome for us because we get to learn and continue learning no matter what. So, I'm really happy with it. I started writing church history, some of his classes down. The kingdom classes, I haven't done those yet, but you have what, 40 of them, 49?
67.
6 to 67, okay.
They've
so, I'm supposed to go through those, but you can see it takes some time to write down 67 classes 1 hour at a time. And he tells you so much stuff in 1 hour, it's incredible. If you start writing it down, you start realizing how much stuff he's telling you. So I've been writing down church history. I'm on chapter 7. And I think I've learned more in those 7 chapters just writing it down than I have ever, you know. So you guys should go. I encourage all of you to go there. Or encourage other people, if you're not going to go there, just encourage other people to go there, okay? Find someone that's interested, you know what I mean? Is there anybody out there interested? But no, just tell them so they can go there. It's a great source for the truth. And it explains all these different things. Like on Acts, people think they're always talking to the person, but they're actually talking to the church. And they get this stuff mixed up. And so stuff like this web class or this web site that has all the stuff on it will take you by kind of like step through step, like Jim does in here, and explain to you that's not the way they're talking, that's not the interpretation or translation, you know, that they're getting it wrong. They missed the mark, the hamartia, right, Jim?
Yeah.
So they're not hitting the bullseye. They're throwing their darts when they're barely hitting the board, you know. So we can't listen to him on markmanship. Hi, SP. Good to see you. So we're talking about computer stuff, the website and how important it is and what a valuable asset and how I'm encouraging everybody to go see the website and encourage others to go because, well, you know, she's been to all these classes live. So... So anyway, it's good to be back, guys, and... I'm glad to be here. It's really exciting. It's good to see all you guys. And thanks for being you guys and being in class.
Brother Brent, lead us in prayer.
Okay. Dear Father in Heaven, we come to you today and ask you to bless this Sunday school class for us and give Jim guidance and give all of us guidance on what to do next in life and how to do it and why to do it and motivation to do it. And we pray these things, Lord, in your name. Amen.
You never miss these classes until you're not here.
I know.